shouting Bob the Builder?
Not a mouse, rabbit mouse.
Have you strapped yourself in?
Not need that in myself.
You strapped yourself in? Let's have a little look.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoopsie daisy. Oh, I think you've put it round your leg when it should have gone round your tummy.
Yeah.
Right, shall we have another go? You've been very clever at trying, haven't you?
Around my tummy.
It's round your tummy, that's right. There we are.
Got it now, in my digger.
You're in your digger, are you?
No, in my breakfast digger.
You're in your breakfast digger. Well, it is breakfast time, isn't it? Would you like cornflakes or cereal? I mean, or Rice Krispies?
Yeah.
I asked a silly question, you give me a silly answer. Would you like cornflakes or Rice Krispies?
And the action. Open the door. Cheese, red sandwich, whole of cheese, Christmas trees, and clam, and two.
Does that mean you want some jam sandwiches made into shapes?
Yeah.
Are you not bothered about cereal this morning?
Oh, no.
All right.
It's bothered.
You're not bothered?
Not bothered.
Right, I'll make some sandwiches then.
There's a make sandwich. I made sandwiches.
You're going to make some sandwiches, that's right.
And shapes.
Into shapes.
My Bob. My hat.
What's your hat? Your Bob the Builder hat?
Yeah.
Well, just a second, I'll get it.
And my digger, Billy. And my digger.
Yes, you need it if you're driving the digger, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what day it is today, Thomas? It's New Year's Eve.
New Year's
Eve. New Year's Eve.
Mm.
It's the last day of 1999. It's Friday, the 31st of December. 1999. And in the morning when you wake up, it's going to be not only Saturday, the 1st of January,
but it's snowing.
Snowing? Well, it might be snowing. It's going to be the very first day of the year 2000.
Mm.
The millennium.
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 Yeah.
That's 1,000 years. So today, when you see people, you've got to say, you know how you've been wishing everybody Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
You've got to start saying, Happy New Year.
Purdy's climbing out the window.
Yes, Purdy's climbing out the window. You've got to wish Purdy a Happy New Year. She comes in now.
Happy New Year, Purdy.
That's nice.
Happy New Year.
I want to give him a kiss as well. She said Happy New Year back, Thomas, and thank you.
I read that at two. I read that in the McDonald's.
You read that in McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you read in McDonald's? That it was the year 2000?
Yeah.
Did you?
Because it's birthday.
Purdy's birthday?
Yeah. I see you on my hat.
I see you on. Here's your helmet.
Big goggy poos in here.
Oh, don't say that.
No, big doggy poos in the digger place.
Big doggy poos in the digger place, that's nice.
Big digger. Put it in there. Not at that thing. With a my suitcase. Not at that thing. Oh, it's gone away. Put it in there now. Thanks. I got my hat it, hat my bob, and I also in the one place I go, in a truck. Yeah, I like to put it in there.
Well, you've put your hat in there, have you?
Yeah. I'm on the beach, a big digger now. Yes. Oh, look, I'm on the big beach. I want a big digger.
buy the rest of the bricks for that whatever it is you got in McDonald's the other day. When we went over to York, we stopped, didn't we?
Stopped.
And I'm not quite sure how it's made.
It's a big wall.
Looks a bit, well, it looks like a walnut. It looks a bit like a toucan, doesn't it?
Big wall.
I don't think that's quite how it went because we lost one. Well, we haven't lost one of the red bricks. I just don't know where it is this morning. The trouble is, Thomas, you got such a lot of Lego and things for Christmas that I'm not quite sure which Lego bricks belong with which set. Because we've got it all just in the one crate, haven't we?
Mm.
Can you see the eye looking at you?
Well, oh, the love
an eye either side. Oh, sorry, I should put the stand like that, shouldn't I? Yeah. Or shall we make that its head?
Yeah, the head.
Do you know what it looks like, Thomas? It looks like the cockerel on the West Christmas, on the Kellogg's cornflake packet, doesn't it? That bit looks like the cockerel, doesn't it? The red bit at the top.
Yeah. Crash.
Crash.
I'm going to love that one, Henry. Maybe it comes to the can engine. Maybe Thomas the Tank Engine.
You're building Thomas the Tank Engine, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I've only brought a very few bricks to the table because I think those bricks only make a cockerel or a toucan, don't they?
And I need cheese and red ones. Red sandwich.
Red sandwiches that we're going to make, you know. Or shall we cut them into fancy shapes like we did the other day?
Yeah. Being fair now,
would you like some cheese?
Two ears.
Would you like some cheese with this?
No, I want jam.
Just jam. Okay.
Smell it.
Well, you can smell it in a minute when I've done that. Got to go out today and see if we can buy some milk. Mm. And then this evening, there could be lots of fireworks going off, Thomas.
The fireworks going off.
So if there are any fireworks early in the evening, shall we go for a walk? See if we can see any?
Yeah. Not any a day.
And we'll have to see how tired you are as to whether you can stay up or not. Because at midnight, Big Ben, that big tall clock in London that you see on the news, when it chimes midnight, when it reaches 12, and when the church clock here strikes 12, it'll be Happy New Year time.
Yeah.
I think during the day we'll be able to see some pictures on the television because one or two places, such as Australia, will be saying Happy New Year to each other a long time before we will.
Yeah.
Perhaps at lunchtime today, so we can have a look at the television and see if they're letting off fireworks or doing anything special, can't we?
Yeah.
So on our Christmas cards, we were wishing everybody a happy Christmas and a happy new year. And tomorrow it will be the 1st of January. The day after the 2nd of January. And the day after that, Thomas, is 2 and 9 months. 2 and 3 quarters.
Hold it.
Just a second. So at the moment when people ask you how you are, you always say 2 and a half, don't you? You've got to start saying 2 and 3 quarters. Can you say that?
Yeah, 2 and 3 quarters.
2 and 3 quarters. Are those sandwiches in there for you?
Mm.
Would you like a drink, sweetheart?
No.
No? Some about currant juice?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Please.
Why?
Look, snowman.
Yes, a snowman. That's a nice shape, isn't it?
I like it too. Mm.
finish our breakfast with an apple today because you've not been eating fruit, have you? Well, you've had some little satsumas and grapes, but you've not really been bothered about apples, have you?
No.
The sandwich is nice.
Mm.
I know you said you didn't want cheese, so I'm going to just cut a little piece, Thomas. And if you change your mind, you've got it, haven't you? Mummy needs to be in the fridge yard today, don't you?
Oh.
It's a rain mess. We've got food left from Christmas and all sorts of things in there. I'm not really sure what we do have. We'll go for a walk today. After we've been to the shop to buy some rest, we'll have a little walk, shall we?
Oh dear.
A Merry Christmas tree. Oh, I've not put the lights on ours this morning.
No.
We'll do that in a minute. Next week the tree will have gone. I've got to take it down. I'm not sure whether it's Wednesday or Thursday next week. Mummy's at work on Thursday next week now.
I'd be coming, Mum.
Pardon?
Mum and Granddad.
That's right, when Mummy goes to work, Grandma and Granddad are coming to look after you, aren't they? What's next week?
Goodness, Christmas tree.
Another Christmas tree. Those are shapes that your sandwiches are cut into.
And another.
And another. You eat lots of sandwiches when they're cut into fancy shapes, don't you?
Mm.
All done. Would you like some more?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Look, please.
Yes, please, good boy. Are you playing with the Lego bricks again?
I'm hiding them down.
What are you doing? Taking them down? Pulling them apart?
Are they the Christmas trees?
They're all Christmas trees, aren't they?
Yeah.
You could build them together to make a really tall Christmas tree, couldn't you?
No, lying down like a big baby Christmas tree.
Oh, you're lying them down like baby Christmas trees, are you? Oh dear, Thomas, Mummy's tired this morning.
Tired?
Yes, are you tired?
Me.
You're tired, aren't you? Oh, yes, that's how I feel.
Tap, 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 tap. Go sleep.
You're tired, go to sleep. Is that what you were saying to Grandad Bealby? All right, I'll pretend to go to sleep like Grandad. Is that what he was doing? You were telling Grandad he was tired and he needed a little rest. And telling him to go to sleep, so he shut his eyes and snored, didn't he? And then you kept shouting,
Boo!
Boo! And woke him up and he jumped up, didn't he? Did you like Grandma and Grandad Bealby? You don't see them very often, do you?
No.
And where do they live?
Imagine a blue door.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. They live at a house with a blue door, yes. But what's it called, the place that they live?
Red high chairs.
Red high chairs. They live in a place called Pumpkinton. But what's the nearest town? Where we went for lunch. We went for lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember the restaurant, Plunkett's? Nice place where you had lasagna and chips and salad and...
I found it.
You found it, your drink. York. Do you remember going to York? Oh, it rained, didn't it, yesterday? It was nice on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it rained yesterday. And you wore your fancy new cover on the pushchair, didn't you? Well, shall we make some more Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandad's house hasn't got any stairs, has it? You call houses like that bungalows.
No stairs.
No stairs. The bedrooms are downstairs, aren't they?
Bedrooms downstairs.
That's right. Kitchen and the bathroom. And the lounge. And the bedrooms are all downstairs. That's called a bungalow, Thomas.
Bungalow.
You know, just round the corner here where the Christmas tree has lights on outside, the windmill house? That's a bungalow as well. You have a look at it when we next go for a walk.
Fireworks in the Christmas tree too?
Yes, we can see fireworks as well, hopefully. We look out for fireworks and we can look out for lights on Christmas trees in people's windows. You have a look, and it hasn't got an upstairs like our house.
No, Snip. It's a piece of cheese.
You're eating a piece of cheese, are you? Is it nice? It's extra special cheese, that, isn't it? It's not like we normally buy. I can't find the top of the Christmas tree. One of the sandwiches doesn't have a lid, Thomas. Let's see if we can make one out of a piece of bread that's left. Oh, yes.
Where's the lid? There's something in here.
There we are. More jam sandwiches.
I found something.
What have you found?
I found it.
Oh, it's your Lego brick. Well, you've dropped it down the back, haven't you? And then tomorrow we're going to Isabel's party. It's not a birthday party, but Mummy and Daddy are having a welcome to the year 2000 party, aren't they? That's Saturday. So we're going to go there in the afternoon, aren't we? Between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
A bank.
Well, I think Lynn, Ben and Charlotte will be there. And so will Caitlin and her Mummy and Daddy. Angela and Andy.
And Handy. And there's another one around
here, Mum. Another one around there? You found another Lego brick, have you?
Another. And another.
And another.
No. It's all done.
Do you like some more cheese?
Nope. No cheese.
No, thank you.
No, I found another.
Have you?
I heard the noise.
What did you hear?
A little extra brick.
You heard a little brick?
Yeah.
I heard a noise, but I thought it was a lorry outside or a van. Can't see anything.
I heard one.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Daddy's car.
Daddy's car's outside, yes. Daddy's upstairs, isn't he, this morning?
In bed.
In bed?
This bed.
What have we just been doing in bed?
Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
But we were also reading books, weren't we?
Mm.
What books were we reading?
Jolly Snow.
Jolly Snow. And...
Jolly Biscuits.
Jolly Biscuits. Well, that is the Jolly Snow story.
Hmm.
It's about Jolly Tall. That's the one about the zebra. Not the zebra, the giraffe.
Have a lot of bread.
No.
Yeah.
No, you've got sandwiches there, darling. Why do you have sandwiches?
No, I want to eat your mind. Mind.
You don't want to eat them, you want to just finish your drink.
I found that.
Hmm.
I found a red brick.
Found a red brick?
Yeah. I don't. I'm sitting on it.
You're sitting on it?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's gone now, yes, you've put it on the floor, haven't you? You're enjoying that drink? You look tired this morning, are you? No. You feel fine?
I'm looking for fireworks.
You're looking for fireworks?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll have to wait a long time for fireworks. It's breakfast time now.
It's breakfast.
People don't let fireworks off until it goes dark. I think there could be some this evening, but there'll definitely be a lot around midnight. Mummy and Daddy are having a special meal this evening.
Not Mummy.
Not Mummy?
No.
Oh, Mummy's having some.
No.
I'll have to see whether you make it or not. And then we'll have to phone both sets of grandparents, won't we, to wish them happy new year. Actually, we're going outside because Auntie Linda and Uncle Brian have got some fireworks.
Yeah.
So we're meeting them just after midnight, so we're going outside.
Outside. It's okay now.
What would you like now, Thomas? Would you like an apple?
No. I want a video now.
You want a video now? No, we can't watch a video now. We've got some things to do first, haven't we?
No.
You can watch a video when Mummy's having a shower later.
Not no. A shower?
Yes, Mummy's not to go and have a shower.
Not she showered at the
pool. Have you not?
I'm a big fan. But a big bread.
Do you know what it's called when it's like this, Thomas?
A big bread.
It's a loaf of bread.
Hold it.
Just let me pass it up. It's a loaf of bread.
A whole
cut into slices.
I want. I want.
Stop saying I want. I want.
I want it.
Please, may I have?
You may have.
Do you want just a piece of bread? A slice of bread?
Big one.
Just one slice of bread?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Please. Thank you. Thanks.
Good boy.
Thank you so much.
That's right. Mummy made all these nice little sandwiches for you that you wanted. Mm. But you've eaten some, haven't you? It's just the second one you haven't eaten. Isn't
problem.
Everybody's having a sleep.
It's joking.
Who's joking?
Me.
You're joking? Is that why you were laughing? You're having a joke? Have you heard a funny joke?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what it was?
Yes, I did.
Was it very, very funny?
Oh my God.
Oh, Thomas.
Oh my God. I feel the dirty from today.
Is that bread nice?
Mmm. It's your bread. And roll it. Roll it, please. Roll that bread.
Can't roll it.
Yeah. Big rolling pin, roll it.
With a big rolling pin, roll it. Don't forget, if you want a nice shaped one with jam on, they're there on the plate. Oh, this apple smells nice, Thomas. It smells really fresh.
I smell it.
You smell that. Doesn't that smell gorgeous?
It smells like eat the skin.
Want to eat a piece of skin?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yes.
It's a pretty peel, isn't it? It's red and yellow.
And then the handle.
Red and yellow. We'll take the pips out. We had some apricots, didn't we, over Christmas? They were nice.
Yeah. Apricots.
Apricots.
I don't have more.
You'd like some more? We'll have to go to Sainsbury's or Tesco today and see what they've got. Because Mummy and Daddy are doing a buffet this evening. We've even got some champagne in the fridge. Left from our wedding, so that's very old champagne.
Wedding? Wedding?
No, you didn't see our wedding. I'm having a job to remember it. It's such a long time ago.
I wanted it.
Just a second.
Big one. Then I always red.
There you are, darling.
I want a piece of skin.
You'd like another piece of skin? Right, let me find that's a nice piece. Let me just give that a quick rinse. There you are. How's that? Is that nice?
A big one.
A big one?
A fuzzy gum.
Pardon?
The fuzzy.
Where's Birdie gone? She's gone for a stairs angle, hasn't she? She's been outside, hasn't she? And she's had her breakfast. So I'd imagine she's gone upstairs to have a little look at Daddy. You think Daddy's reading a paper?
Shh.
Who's here? The postman? Yeah. Why are you talking quietly? Who have you seen?
Somebody.
You heard somebody? Who did you hear?
The most ringing.
You saw what, darling?
Somebody burned him.
Somebody burned?
Yeah.
Did somebody come to the door?
Yeah.
Let me have a look. I didn't see anybody.
Where?
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 Through the fire engine.
Pardon?
Through the fire engine.
You saw a fire engine?
Mm.
I can see your fire engine, but I can't see a real one. Let's put the Christmas tree lights on, shall we, over here.
Yeah.
We've put the welcome lights on again, haven't we?
It's me.
Does that look pretty? I think Purdy's been sitting in the windowsill, Thomas, because when I pull the blind back, there's little paw prints. So I shall have to get the cloth later. Will you remind me? To get the cloth. We've got to give the house a quick clean anyway, haven't we? Because we've got people coming later. It looks fairly tidy because we weren't here, were we? We've been in York. We cleaned before we went away. I've got some washing to do and a little bit of tidying.
And that wheel too.
Yes, well that's the pram from underneath the stairs. You don't use that anymore, do you?
I've got the stairs.
Yes, you know, you probably can't remember, but when you were a tiny baby, you used to sleep in a carry cot. It was the same colour as that, it was blue. And it fitted on a little stand in Mummy and Daddy's bedroom. But then if we wanted to take you out for a walk, we used to lift the carry cot off the stand in the bedroom and put it on this frame. And then we could wheel you all over. And then when you got a little bit older and you wanted to see, we could wind up the frame so the head part was raised and you could look out. And then when you got too big for that, you used to sleep in your big cot upstairs. And then we put this other part of the pram onto the frame. And I don't know whether you remember, you used to sit in that. We used to walk miles and miles and miles with you sitting in there looking out. We used to go to Tesco. We used to go to mother and toddler groups, the park. Do you remember sitting in that? Because everybody said you looked like a king. Do you remember? I don't know whether you do, really.
No.
You don't? Oh, it was beautiful to push. Mummy used to pile all the shopping up on the... Do you see the metal basket underneath? And it's got a rain cover on it. So I remember going out with you one day. Oh, the rain was terrible and I couldn't hold an umbrella and push you at the same time. And you were nice and snug because you had this rain cover on and I was absolutely drenched. And then you got a little bit too big for that as well. It's supposed to last until you're 3 years old, but you're a big boy. So we stopped using it and then we started using the little pushchair that Grandma and Grandad gave us. But this pram here was just so nice to push, Thomas. Absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, the little carry cot part, the part you used to sleep in, went in the loft a long time ago. And we've had this behind the sofa, but now Mummy's going to give it a quick clean. And then we're going to pack it up and put it in the loft.
Yeah.
And then do you know what we're going to do with the area behind the stairs? Where the pram's been?
Yeah.
We're going to put a big toy box there for you to put your toys in. Because you got such a lot of things at Christmas, didn't you? Didn't you get a lot of things?
An orange.
Pardon?
An orange?
You got an orange, yes, but you've eaten that. You got an orange in your stocking from Santa, didn't you?
It's a pip.
It did have a little pip. I know, fancy Santa giving you an orange with a little pip in it. Never mind, it was a nice orange, wasn't it? It was lovely.
And two.
Pardon?
And two.
Did you eat two?
Yeah.
Well, I think Santa only brought one, didn't he? You possibly had two on Christmas Day, but I think there was only one from Santa. Auntie Linda gave you one, didn't she? Came back from Linda's house with a little satsuma.
Chocolate's all gone.
Chocolate's all gone, yes, when we went in. Before Christmas Day, she had a bowl of chocolates on the coffee table and you helped eat a lot of them, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then when we went back on Christmas Day, what had happened?
All done.
It's all gone.
Laughing.
You're laughing?
Yeah.
Are you laughing because you know you ate a lot of them? She didn't seem to mind though, did she? She said they were for you. Please may I have one of your Christmas tree sandwiches?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sally.
Are you enjoying the apple? The Christmas tree looks pretty, doesn't it? Can you see the lights twinkling?
Like a star.
Like a star, twinkle, twinkle. There is a star on top of the tree, isn't there? Have you noticed the advent calendar on the door, Thomas, the one that's in the shape of a tree? Do you remember we took all the little shapes out of the pockets?
What's a calendar?
Oh, I know. Well, the calendar, we had a bit of a disaster with that, Thomas. It's fallen down the back of the unit. I'll try and get it out for you.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree advent calendar has a star on top of that tree. And sweetheart, what happened? The Thomas the Tank Engine calendar that we were counting down the days to Christmas, when we put it back safely and it fell down the back. But there were chocolates in there to count down to the millennium as well, weren't there? To count down to the year 2000.
Oh, I don't know it, Mummy. Look at calendar. Got more chocolates.
Well,
got more chocolates.
Got more chocolates. Yes, we've got lots of chocolates on the unit, haven't we? They were all presents at Christmas. So what I'll do, when you finish your apple, if you fancy a chocolate, I'll give you a chocolate from the Advent Village upstairs. Because we had a little Advent Village, didn't we? Do you remember all those little houses? And we put chocolates inside, and each day before Christmas, we opened a little house and had a chocolate.
Mummy, those little chocolates, out them then.
Those chocolates? Well, Mummy bought more chocolates than we needed for the Advent houses, so we've got some left. So in a minute, we'll have a chocolate, one of those chocolate balls.
Oh, I
don't
want one.
You don't want one?
Yeah, no.
That's fine, you can have one another time. And tomorrow we'll have to take the calendar down from the fridge, won't we? The one that Mummy's been scribbling on all year. And we'll have to put a new one up. A new year, a new calendar.
A blue one? Yeah.
I don't think the new calendar's blue.
Nope.
I don't know where it is actually, but it's got lots of pictures of food on it. I think it might be in the drawer upstairs. I can hear those birds chirping again, can you?
Linda's house.
At Linda's house, yeah. It's Woody and whatever the other one's called.
Woody.
You want to hold Woody?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you can hold Woody. He's in a cage, isn't he, most of the time when we go round? They do let him fly around the room, but not when we're there.
All over the room.
All over the room. He flies all over the room.
Hold the pen around. And remember, draw a pen.
You want to draw?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Tell you what, there's Mummy's notepad. Just draw on the bottom there.
Where's Linda?
You're going to draw Linda's house, are you? Mm. Oh, is that Linda?
It's not funny.
It is quite funny, actually.
Postman Pat's van.
Postman Pat's van?
For fat parcels and chairs. Van.
Two fat parcels?
A van.
Thank you, that's a lovely picture. Let me have a look.
Just a minute,
you want to draw something else? No, just draw on this page, Thomas, please, because Mummy's got writing on all the others. No, we mustn't scribble out what Mummy's written, otherwise we'll be in trouble, won't we?
Where's the pen, Thomas? Where's the lid?
The lid? I don't know, there wasn't a lid on the pen when I came to use it, Thomas. We must have lost it somewhere. Oh, look, there's some sun. The sun's coming out.
Where? It's dark now.
No, it's not dark behind you.
Dark now.
Look over there. It's really nice and bright. And at Sue's house, you can see the sun shining on Sue's house. No.
I want it.
It's been very foggy, hasn't it?
Been very foggy. I wanted it. I want a paper.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Don't draw on the table, Tom.
Yeah.
You want to draw Linda's birds?
Linda's birds, Sylvie. Ginger's Mudge. And Jordan Lee's uncles. And I'll see you in the back. What? Round, new round.
Have you drawn on your fingers?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Never mind, it'll come off with a bit of soap, won't it? Have you finished your breakfast now, Thomas? Because there's something I want to look at with you.
Nothing at me.
Something at you?
I'm throwing somebody at me with my head.
Throwing somebody at you, your head?
Yeah. Patrick. Where's the calendar?
Where's the calendar? Well, it's come down the back, Thomas. Have you finished these sandwiches?
Where's the calendar?
And what about the apple?
Where's the calendar?
Where's the calendar? It's gone down the back. Well, we'll just have a little look and see if I can get it. Thomas, I'm going to put these sandwiches in a little box because you might like them later.
Eat them later.
Do you know what I've just realised as well? We bought a little gingerbread making kit to make a gingerbread house, and we were going to do it for Grandma's birthday, which was on the 13th of December, and we never got around to doing it. And then you were
being a present.
And you were a poorly boy, weren't you?
Yeah.
And there were lots of things we wanted to do before Christmas we didn't manage to get them. Would you like to finish the apple, darling?
Chocolate orange.
You'd like a piece of chocolate orange?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's instead of your advent chocolate.
Bang, bang, bang.
We were opening the advent calendar after breakfast, weren't we?
Yeah. It's sweet and tasty.
It's sweet and tasty. Would you like another drink?
No. Boo-boo. Silly, hold your pocket.
Oi. Whoa, what have you found in Mummy's pocket?
We found a green balloon.
You found a green balloon? Yes, there's all sorts in Mummy's pocket because I walk around the house picking things up.
It's not working.
No, it's a nice box. Be careful with it. That's the box that the wind came in that Daddy bought Mummy for Christmas. Do you remember that pretty paternity ring that Daddy bought Mummy?
Red little. Bang! Bang! It's a bang!
It's bang, isn't it? It snaps shut. That tiny jewellery box, a ring box. Be careful with that, Thomas, please. Don't break it.
We're going down. There's a soap.
Right. Would you like to put the box down now, please, and wash your hands? Oh, you need some chocolate, don't you?
Chocolate!
You'll have to wash your hands again then after that. Just give them a quick wipe now. Chocolate orange, is that what you wanted, not a chocolate ball?
No, chocolate orange.
Chocolate orange, you like chocolate oranges, don't you?
Mm.
Amy bought you that.
Amy,
we've got to do an awful lot of thank you letters, Thomas, haven't we?
Thank you letters.
When we went to Grandma's house, did you notice that in the spare bedroom she'd put the picture that you made in the autumn of the leaves? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It was Grandma's birthday in October, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you did one of your leaf pictures and we sent it through the post for her. There we are.
Yummy yum.
What do you say?
Yummy yum. Yeah.
I think I was looking for the word please, actually, Thomas.
Please.
Whoops. There we are.
It's a piece.
Just a little piece.
Two pieces.
Mmm. Only two pieces left now.
Oh, God.
Mmm.
It's all done.
Two more tomorrow.
Two more tomorrow.
You really enjoyed that chocolate.
Boo! Box!
The box popped up, isn't it?
Yes. Silly Lambda. Eat it too.
You're going to eat it before it melts?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I must get that brand removed. It's falling over the wheels, isn't it? We've taken the wheels off the bottom of the pram to get them a wash. I've got some photographs somewhere of you sitting in that pram, Thomas. I must find them. You know, you remember sitting in your pushchair, though. You know when you're in your pushchair now, don't you? So I really don't know whether you remember being in this. When you saw it, you said Joe, didn't you? Because you thought it was like Becky's pram that Joe pushes. Well, Becky has a pushchair like the one that you sit in now. Now she's getting older.
Will I get you?
But this is nice when you're younger because you can tip it back when you're feeling tired. If Mummy was going somewhere, I used to pop you in the pram. If we were going out straight after lunch, pop you in the pram, tip it down, and push you, and within a few minutes you'd be asleep.
Boo! Boo!
Have the orange gun there.
Some more coming.
Oh, your tummy. I'm sorry. I thought you said some more coming. I was going to say no, there's not. Is that where it's gone in your tummy? It's kept you very quiet, hasn't it? Eating that. Take your bib off, we don't need that now, do we?
No.
Right, let's just dry our hands on the towel. The garden all looks a bit yuck at the moment, doesn't it, Thomas?
Yuck.
Yuck, I know I couldn't think of the right word. Yuck. Well, everything's died off. Although, can you see, in the tubs we've got some pretty flowers. They're actually spring flowers. At least I always think of them as being spring flowers. And they keep flowering. Right under those trees at the bottom, lots of the flowers have come out.
Another tree.
And look, Mummy's special rose. Can you see this? I don't really can see this from where you're sitting. Can you see that tiny rose down there? Little pink rose. That's Mummy's special rose.
Oh, and mine too.
And yours too? Right, shall we have a little look at this?
Yeah.
We shouldn't really be looking at this because it's got to go back to the shop because there's a piece missing. However.
Piece missing.
We'll have a look now.
What's that?
Better just give the table an extra good one.
What's that? What is that?
Well, this is one of your Christmas presents.
This is an umbrella. Oh, huge. It's huge.
It's huge. You know what that is? Now, I must be ever so careful because I do have to take it back. It's a wall hanging and it says today. And look, there's a clock.
Oh, another clock.
So the time is now about 8:30, so we can move the hands round to make that 8 And that down there, 8:30. What's in 25 past? And look, it's asking you, is it spring, summer, winter or autumn? What is it now? Is it winter?
Yeah.
Shall we change that to winter?
Yeah.
And then look.
Look at it.
It's now saying today is, well, this is Monday the 12th of January 1999 and it's sunny. But it isn't, is it? It's Friday.
I like noon.
Look at all these days of the week. This is why we've got to take it back, because they haven't given us the day Sunday. We've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not Sunday.
One.
So shall we change that Monday for Friday?
Yeah.
And the 12th of January to the 31st. The 31st of... Right, we need to go to this pocket now, Thomas, the months of the year. And you need to stick December. Would you like to stick December onto that? Oh, up there, look. There, no, here. Today is Friday, 31st of December 1999. And it's sunny. It's not really, is it? It's actually foggy, but... It doesn't, we don't have one that says foggy. We've got snowy, cloudy, windy, rainy and sunny. So, shall we put the cloudy one up?
Yeah.
And look, then on the bottom, it's got all these different years. 2000, 2001.
We're building for Christmas now.
You're building for Father Christmas? 2002, 2003, 2004.
They turn something off and there's a bunch in it.
And look, it's come with this.
I might take it off. Done it now.
You've done it now. So every day, Thomas, we can look at this each morning, can't we, and see what time it is, and what month, and what season. What day, what date? Because you like looking outside to see what it is. Sunny or rainy or windy, don't you? Look at this. This is why we should have opened this before, but we only got it. We went over to York, didn't we? Look, a little flap and it says, this is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, that says, 2000, the Millennium Countdown, and it says days to go. Well, how many days are there to go? There's one day to go.
It's one!
One day to go.
Okay, we'll hold that.
Let's put that there then.
No, Eddie.
One day to go because the Millennium starts tomorrow. Do you want to put the one there?
Thomas the Tank Engine!
Is it? Oh, number one, of course. Thomas the Tank Engine's number one engine. Look, 2000 Millennium Countdown.
That's a minute in the old badge. It's in the badge. In the elephant and the tummy. And that's it around the back.
What have you lost around the back?
My tray chairs and the focus and tummy drop something in it.
Oh, yes.
The focus and drop something. Oh, there,
which is the picture that shows you it's snowy, Thomas?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Christmas tummy. Well, Christmas tummy, then a little one where the focus. Oh, it's me or my world that today. Jingle bell, jingle away. It's your bells singing back at your sound and singing jingle bells to you.
You're singing jingle bells to me?
They're for Christmas. They're for Christmas.
Oh, Thomas, don't do that.
Not Christmas!
Oh, who is it?
for Christmas.
Oh, you're Father Christmas, are you?
And in the bunches.
You could actually be Father Christmas with the amount of toys and presents we've got.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of things, didn't you?
Look, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine number one, that's right. Do you know the numbers of all the engines?
Yeah.
Who's number two?
James.
James, is James number two? Mummy doesn't actually know without looking at the book. Which is the number two? Can you see a number two?
Yeah.
That's
James.
Let's have a look. Well, that's number three, Thomas.
Yeah. That one's called Henry.
That was called Henry?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Not see Gordon, it's Gordon.
Can you not see Gordon?
Yes, it is Gordon there.
Is it?
Yeah. Can see three. Father Thomas, now for Christmas. Oh, that's Nicholas. So, and that's it. I heard a little bang.
You heard a little bang?
Yeah.
Right, shall we start putting these things back now?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
I'm in the big tower.
Are you?
Yeah.
You think you're going to enjoy playing with this?
Yeah.
The Munchkin there, in that pocket.
That pocket? Yes,
that's right, the months and the days of the week go in that pocket.
That pocket. That one?
Yes.
Two pockets.
If we have a look at this, Thursday.
Where that one though?
That goes in there, months.
Months?
Look, if we do Thursday, the 3rd of April, we can't do 1997, but we can take the 9 and the 7 off there. And make that 97.
Where's the pocket?
Which pocket? August. It goes in the months there.
In the month.
Thursday, the 3rd of April, 97 was the day that
Pinky
Thomas was born. It's Thomas's birthday.
Hello. Hello. It's all done.
Is it?
Full. It's full.
It's full.
And that one toes piece.
Right, that one is November, that goes in the month pocket, and that one's Wednesday and it goes in the day. You're quite right, that's very clever. I think we're going to hang this up somewhere special, aren't we? And then every day we can come to it. But during the day, although the day and the date, we'll be careful, Tom, although the day and the date remain the same, oh, that's May, that's a month, that one's in this pocket. Sometimes during the day we might have to swap these round, look. Because it might start off cloudy and then become rainy.
Is that a Christmas tree?
That's snowy, that's a snowman, look. He's saying it's
snowy.
Is that
a red hat?
Yes, Mummy had a pussycat called Snowy. Look, can you see that photograph there, the white pussycat?
Mm-hmm.
That's Mummy's pussycat, Snowy. That's the pussycat I had when I was a little girl. And this one says it's windy. Can you see the picture of the tree blowing in the wind?
Mm-hmm.
That one says rainy. What's that a picture of?
An umbrella.
An umbrella with rain coming down. And that says it's cloudy. That's the one that we've chosen to put on today. Cloudy. What's that a picture of?
Cloud.
A cloud. And look, there's one here. What's this a picture of?
Sunshine.
I
want that clock now.
Want the clock now, yes. Just move the hands very gently. That's the face of a clock, isn't it? And it's saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Where do I work? Yeah.
That's right, that goes that way. That's clockwise when it goes that way.
Ting-tong, ting-tong.
And that's anti-clockwise when you make the arms go backwards like that.
It's for Christmas Day.
And look, this one, you can change it between spring, summer, autumn and winter.
No blue.
Spring was when you were born, when we had your birthday party. Summer, do you remember summer when the sun shone?
No blue.
Autumn was when all the leaves fell. We made those nice pictures in autumn. And winter, it's winter now. Spring, summer, autumn, winter.
And that is round here.
Oh, there's nothing on the back. That's what we hang it up with. It's a wall hanging.
There's nothing in it.
Do you think that's very swish?
There's something in a wish.
Oh, yes, that's a little piece of wood. That's to keep it nice and stiff so that when we hang it on the wall, it stays straight. And that says today. It means today it is.
And Anton.
What colours have they used to embroider the word today?
A dancing.
Tom, you must be careful because it's no, it's just.
Hold it.
Yes, hold it, but you mustn't screw it up. Look, that's T for Thomas.
Not
T.
Oh,
it's also in the word.
Shoes.
Is it? Yeah. D is for dog. D for dog. Ah, that's a letter in Thomas. And Y. For yacht or yo-yo. Today. Yellow, pink, green, red, orange.
Plantain.
So that's a new calendar for you. And we've got to find your chocolate calendar, and then Mummy and Daddy got a new calendar to put on the fridge when we find that. So are you going to wish everybody a happy new year?
Not yet.
We haven't seen anybody yet, have we? Well, you wished Birdie a happy new year, didn't you? What did you say?
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Open it, see? There'll be the lock. Like Tweenie's clock where it's up.
It's like the Tweenie's clock. What do they say on the Tweenie's?
Tweenie's clock where will it stop?
The Tweenie's clock, where will it stop?
Da 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 da